Another sip.
Log Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host Barbara here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. We're having fun here behind the scenes here on Friday, everybody.
Right.
PIF, love it. Aloha, Richard, and aloha, Psychic Dale Shear.
Right.
Hi, aloha.
How are you guys? So
we're here.
Well, I'm having allergy problems with my voice as well, so I know how you're feeling, Barbara. You were starting to say that you were having problems, or what's going on?
Yes, because they moved me and my daughter back into my apartment, you guys. Remember, I was moving 90 days worth of stuff, which it gets cold by November. So that was a lot of planning, and we obviously brought too much stuff because I spent 2 days last weekend. My daughter avoided me by myself, picking up huge, large planners. I scored a wheelbarrow because of the, you know, painters around. They left one, and I used that till 3:30 a.m. It was horrible, you guys. I was on a time constraint because I didn't check my messages. Well, why didn't they put a thing on my door like they usually do? So I didn't have a day. I didn't have the extra day that everybody else did. So I wore myself out. I completely became exhausted. Yesterday I had the best massage. Oh, my gosh. Which I haven't even done for myself forever. But we went from heaven to literally hell. And we both cried.
You got to learn to check your messages, because I email you or text you all the time and I don't get response because you're not checking.
I know, because I'm a creative person. And when I'm in my creative mode, I cannot, for hours sometimes, it takes me sometimes days to recuperate.
Well, then you deserve what you get if they're texting you for something important. What worries me is that your kid or somebody may be in trouble and you're not even looking. You don't have to answer, but you can look.
Her thing always comes through like an emergency. I do put it on silent all day long. But hers overpasses. I'll put yours on that, okay?
That makes me feel good.
Because
I tried calling you on Sunday, like you said, and no response, but whatever.
It gets to me on the second or third response, but no more than third. But I think a repeat phone call will put you through. So that's never been a problem. She always was able to get a hold of me. And I can see her location. She can see my location. We've got a very good communication. And I even say to myself and her, you're the only one I talk to on the phone. Really. Everybody else in my life is frustrated with me about it.
I know.
I don't have time, you guys. I don't have time, except for Brenda Venus understands me. She said sometimes it takes me a whole week to get over, you know, a person staying with me a day or two or three. Me too. It really does, to get back to focus, back to normal. I mean, it's not like on and off switch with creative people. Our realm has to be a certain vibration.
Okay, Barbara, but that's a good excuse. I'm creative too. But I will look at my messages just in case it's an emergency.
Well, maybe
I don't
come over here and help me, and you could, you know, we can go on air and you can come over and get a few things straightened out.
maybe.
Appointment today.
So did I. I mean, well, I had to go to the hospital and get a blood test for, I had a very mild breast cancer 5 years ago. And so this is my yearly checkup. And so for blood tests. So now, you know, I'm sitting there going, oh, okay, well, I hope it comes out okay.
Okay, well, I'm glad you told us, because now we can have you in our thoughts and prayers, and that's important, and everybody out there, okay? pray for
that would help.
Great result.
Yeah, I'll know by Tuesday or Wednesday.
It's anticipation.
No kidding.
But
then what happened with you with
yeah.
the doctor? What happened with you?
Oh, well, I made an appointment for my daughter because she was bitten by a spider and it just doesn't seem to be getting better. And I want to check it out, you know, poor thing. So they got me in on Friday during school, though, so she has to miss school. But otherwise, I have to wait till November. I just think that you shouldn't mess around and you should
That's right.
check it out.
You're right. You're 100%
mm-hmm.
right. Because you never know what kind of disease those things have, you know. You just never know. So, but she'll be all right, so I'm not worried about her. She'll be fine.
But we moved back in here, and, you know, it's just got all dusty. I have to, it's, you know, cluttered, but I'm making a dent in it. I mean, the first day we cried. We were like, no, there's a mountain of stuff. And then we realized, okay, it's not that bad. And she cleaned her room, and, you know, it's not, but, wow, it was just so nice to live just clutter-free, completely clutter-free. I got so much done. My mind worked better. Oh, my gosh, I started exercising. But I did get the patio done, and I have been doing yoga 2 nights in a row now, you guys. And my body feels firm. I got that massage. Oh, my gosh. I never got my back out. All that work, and it took me 4 days of wheelbarrowing back and forth. And neighbors were probably snickering, like, that dumb girl took way too much to that temporary apartment, you know?
Yeah, probably.
It was a little humiliating.
So you didn't find out if you could rent it or not, or?
Oh, I did find out that a long time ago. I cannot. They use that one right there as their guest temporary one. It is really the best one. And I got that with my mind power because the girl neighbor of mine, she actually has the bigger apartment. She probably should have had that nicer apartment. But with my mind power, I said, you know, I told them,
I want
my 3C, 3C, 3C.
Well, you know,
I
we haven't asked Johnny how he's doing. Johnny, are you
I'm
okay?
Fine.
Johnny,
yeah.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know, I have some people that are supposed to call in tonight. Some of them are here. And I just wanted to let you know that today I spent some time, some good energy getting everything ready for you. And everybody else.
Wow.
So I also, just so you know, I also did my first, not necessarily for the show, but I tried to do some promotion for your website on TikTok. So
cool.
Let's hope that, you know, maybe you can get some personal readings from this. So,
okay. Of course
that.
You well, will. Well, do you have anybody now at this point?
Yes, we do. Yes, we certainly do. Area code 239. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
Hi. Who is this, please?
This is Stefan.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
My name is Stefan.
Stefan, and where are you calling from? What city?
North Fort Myers.
North.
Fort Myers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been hit real hard?
Ground zero.
Real hard?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I need everybody to be quiet. Richard, too. I can't have you laughing. I have to concentrate, okay? So let's go back to you. So were you hit hard?
Certain. Yes.
Okay. So how can we help you that way?
I help is everywhere, okay? I can't think of what anybody else could do more. The only thing is basically it's just the down here in Southwest Florida, the renting and housing market had gone up 40% in the last 12 months prior to the hurricane. And now
yes,
you have
I know.
Thousands
I know.
Of people.
That's been everywhere. Everywhere
and now
in
you
USA.
Have thousands of people. Thousands of people that are dispersed, and now they came by today and looked at our units finally, and we're just like, you know, eight little, you know, cottages, you know, 800 square feet little one-bedroom units, and they
can I suggest
they're
something?
Deemed,
can I
certainly.
Suggest something? Okay, a couple of things comes to mind. I've lost a house as a child. It burned down, so I know how you feel. I've been there, done that. And do you have any relatives? Do you have any friends? Do you have anybody that will take you
in
for a...
Not at the moment. I just found out today that it's not a cleanup, you know, and try to hang on until they do the repairs kind of thing. It's now move out what you want to save and throw the rest out kind of thing. And, I mean, we were literally standing in 5 feet of water inside the apartment and about 5.5 feet outside the window that I felt like I was inside a fishbowl.
But you're lucky you're alive,
Yes, I am. I mean, a lot of people, you know, we've lost over 100 lives here in Southwest Florida, and it's just, I think it's one of the greatest tragedies we've had since Andrew.
I agree. Like Katrina, I feel, you know, I was watching it, and that's
Katrina,
why I did
Katrina
not
Katrina also. Katrina, I was just focusing on South Florida, and I apologize. But
I understand,
no
but I did not go, hello? I did not go on air. I did not go on air last week because of this, me picking up all the pain and the suffering and everything you guys were going through. And I lost a house as a child. It burned to fire. So I know that I had a pillow, a dog, and I was young, and that's all I had. And my parents, I was in New Jersey, my parents said, did you want to come with us? We're going to see your aunt. And I didn't want to go. I refused. And I said, I'll only go
Where
if you
Jersey?
Take my dog. Huh?
What exit? What exit?
It wasn't an exit. I know.
No,
it was
in New Jersey.
Well, now
what
the
exit?
The exit's changed to Martin Luther King. But was
okay,
West
New York. Where did you live up there?
West New York, New Jersey is where I went to, but I lived in Lakewood, New Jersey.
Okay,
and,
you were just a little farther south. That was in Montclair.
Oh, beautiful area. Yeah, and I lived in Lakewood, so my parents had a restaurant, and there was a drugstore, everything. So in coming back, I was able to take my dog and my pillow and my blanket. And after that, we moved in with my aunt. For a year, and you know, it wasn't easy, but we survived and we made it. So that's why I'm saying, can you find anybody that can take you in?
Well, I can get a hotel, but it's like 2 hours north because everything in Lee and Collier County are booked until December 1st. That's like first option, you know. So I'm just kind of just still shopping options. I didn't find out today, you know, there's still possibility that the property management people will put us up somewhere if something's available. But they're kind of going day by day as it is too, you know. So it's like every day things change. You know, like I said earlier today, it was a cleanup effort, and now it's a move out effort.
You haven't seen the worst of it because you have I hate to predict on this stuff, but, you know, you have hurricane season coming, I believe. Is that correct?
We're kind of, it used to be the end of hurricane season about this time of year, but like the last, you know, I hate even to use the words, but it's just that the weather's has shifted. And they're, you know, the summers are starting later and ending longer, and that's pushing our hurricane seasons into September more than August.
So you have that coming about, and you're not through because I lived in Hawaii for a long time.
They, you know, thank the Lord, you know, the cold front that unfortunately pushed it into us also, you know, has allowed us to dry out afterwards. And
okay, my question to you is, where are you living now, though? Where are you living now?
In the apartment.
In the apartment. This has no water, no nothing, right?
No, we have water. No, water came back on. Electric came back on. But, you know, so we're running the ceiling fans. I can't use any of the lower electrical sockets. I can only use the electrical sockets that are up high. You know, so it's like, and the contractor came through today with the property management people, and that's when they said, you've got to put these people somewhere.
Well, that all sounds good. I mean, you know, because the only thing I'm going to ask you to
do. It's a 1 day at a time kind of thing. And I
I'm going to ask hello.
Real quick.
I'm going to
ask
hello.
I'm here. Oh, you are from Jersey.
Okay. All right. Yo, what I need to tell you is get a carbon monoxide detector, please, and plug it in somewhere, because that should be available at any hardware place somewhere, 2 hours away, 3 hours away. Please do that. Because you never know what will leak. And if it leaks, then you die. It's that simple.
That's very good. That's a very good idea. Thank you very much.
Okay. Because you'll be all right.
I know one of the two smoke, whatever detectors they have up there is still blinking. The other one is not.
That's not that important, but carbon monoxide is.
If it's just a smoke or carbon monoxide, I don't know if it's a
No, carbon monoxide
is
a gas
separate.
That leaks through and
I know that. I just don't know if it's a separate detector or not, if it's combined in one.
It's totally different. When you plug in
then I need
carbon
one.
Monoxide and
then
you use a battery and you plug it in.
Yep.
You know, and it'll go off. It'll go off, and if it goes off, you get the hell out of the house immediately and call 911. Okay?
I totally agree.
And you're going to be all right, believe it or not. You are. They're going to come about, and there's going to be plenty of money, and there's going to be people to help you. It's an election year, so they're going to get off their duff, you know, and
I cannot praise Governor DeSantis enough. But I don't know if he's a Democrat or a Republican. I don't care.
He's a Republican.
Okay, he was at a high school football game tonight down in Naples at the Baron Collier Naples High School rivalry. He was there with his family. I mean, I cannot say enough about him. I cannot say enough about the Lee County Co-op Electrical Group who had everything in place ahead of time that they would need to rebuild the system if they needed to. And we didn't lose one main the main transmission lines. We didn't lose one main transmission line in Lee County.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Biden coming in is giving him enough money and enough everything. He said, I will not stop until it's all fixed.
I was the first responder for Andrew over in Fort Lauderdale, and I evacuated all the hospitals and the nursing homes and all that. And I was, after the winds died down, I actually took my ambulance home out to Coral Springs, and afterwards they reactivated us, and we were like first out. And the devastation that Andrew did was just, I mean, it's the only thing I can compare it to is this.
Well, I think you need to get away from hurricane places. You need to go somewhere else. It'd be nice.
I counted it the other day. I've been through four tornadoes and whatever you call a mini tornado that we jumped in a ditch and it jumped over us.
I think your time is getting up. Enough already, you know? Get into a place
I'm trying to figure out where to go to save.
Well, I can tell you where to save.
I'm thinking Colorado.
I live, no, that's not safe. I live in Hawaii and I live in Nevada. So in Nevada, not Las Vegas, but, you know, near like Tahoe and Gardnerville and Minden and Carson, that is very
safe. Beautiful up there.
We haven't had any rain. I mean, other than that, this is a very safe place, and especially Tahoe as well, but that's expensive. That's extremely expensive.
Well, what about forest fires?
Well, we had ours years ago. I mean, last year we had it.
See what I'm saying? Everywhere's got
something.
But you
can get away
from
a forest fire. You don't have to go through the hell of it, you know? You just get in your car, you pack your stuff and go.
Fires are nasty.
Yeah, they are. But at the same token, we just went through the worst one last year that they had in, not in Tahoe, but they had somewhere else, and that fire lasted months.
Yep, Cal Fire.
Yeah, it lasted months, but it was the worst one. I think the very worst one they had in Tahoe was out in, not Gardnerville, but was out in, just out. And it burned 300 homes. And that was the worst one. But, you have Minden, you have Carson, you have Reno, you have all that is good area. This is all very good area, and it's one-third the amount price of Florida at this point.
Really?
Because people are they're all looking to go somewhere, you know? And you know, there's no place
like
left to...
That would be like Carson, Nevada?
Yeah, you can go Carson, Nevada, Reno, Nevada, Gardnerville, Nevada.
Okay.
Homes here, I don't know if you're going to buy one or are you even covered under a home or at all?
Oh, we don't want to discuss that. I'm lucky I have a voice right now because I've been on the phone since 9:30 this morning.
I believe you.
One of my cars is covered. One of my cars isn't covered. They tried to say that it was a flood and not storm surge, and they're covering my neighbor, and they're not covering me on the same policy.
She has the same company, same
underwriter, everything.
Then the answer to that one is go to the press. Go to the TV station.
You know what they said? Call FEMA.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Everybody just passes the buck. Call FEMA. Oh, well, you're not covered. Call FEMA. You know what? I have hurricane insurance. I have a $500 deductible on my regular policy, $1,000 deductible on my hurricane insurance.
I know,
The
bank makes you have it. But, no, you can call your television stations, your action lines, tell them what's going on, make a big fuss that way. That helps a lot.
No, I'll call Tallahassee and call the insurance controller.
No, I would just call your television stations and tell them what's going on.
Can I have the joke of the day?
Sure.
If you have assurance, you don't have insurance.
I don't get it.
Assurance is the underwriter. If you want renter's insurance or business insurance, they send you to Assurance. Okay, it's not Geico; it's an underwriter. So the policy, my renter's policy, is through a company called Assurance. Okay, so with Assurance, you don't have insurance.
Do you have any question besides what
I tell these insurance adjusters? Do you have a dictionary in front of you? Google flood and Google storm surge. That's not the same. And they keep passing the buck trying to say it's a flood and you don't have flood insurance and they won't pay.
These are beginners.
I'm sorry. I'm getting off subject, though.
They don't know what they're doing, and you got to – let me tell you, I know how you feel. But anyway, if you don't have a question, we have prayers for you.
Right.
What's your first name?
My name is Stefan again, and I thank you. I think you've pretty much answered it and said, I'm going to be all right, and that's
you're
going to
be fine.
Line,
But, it may take 6 months or a year. But
of course,
out of the ashes, you will rise again. And you will come through way better than you think.
I will be the Firebird. I will be the Phoenix.
All right.
Yes.
I'm glad he's okay.
Thank you for calling
in. Creepy what was in those waters, too. The alligators. That's what creeped me out the most is the aftermath.
Oh, I've been chasing a little black snake that's got a lot. He will not budge. He's been around here for the last couple of days.
Ooh.
And he will not move. You throw a rock at him, he just looks at it and looks at you.
Hey,
like,
I have one
like
question. What happened to all the alligators?
They just went. They just went down low and wrote it out.
That's curious.
I'm more concerned. What about the possums and the ground birds and the cattle and anything else?
Everybody's talking about that.
Everybody talks about food and water, but they're not talking about, say, dog food, or cat litter, and it's one of the necessities that somebody needs for their pets. One little jug of cat litter will last you, until things get back to normal. But when you go to the
shelter,
what
about your pet bird? Nobody cares. I mean, it would be hard to take a pet bird around in a hurricane atmosphere or aftermath. And I have two little birdies, and people love their animals, even if they're little like that. And you just have to leave them and just say bye.
I have an adopted cat from the last hurricane that just kind of friended me after the storm, and I took him
in.
And he rode out the storm on the mattress with me when the adjustable bed and the mattress started to float across the room.
You know what? You ought to write a – I'm going to tell you something right now, Stefan. You need to write a book. You really need to write a book. Because
actually,
you've been through so many.
I was seriously thinking about that.
Hello.
I'm really glad you said that. I'm really glad you said that, because that's one thing that's kind of been in the back of my mind since this all happened. You know, it's the first.
Well, Stefan, you need to write a book. You need to write a book and get it out there and get on some talk shows and show and teach people how to survive during hurricanes. And that's what I would name it. How to survive.
You want to know the scariest thing about that, about teaching me how to survive, is I did everything that I've known. I've been in South Florida since 77. All of my preparedness went to nothing. My blocks of ice, it meant nothing when the refrigerator started to float into the living room. My little wind-up radio so that I could hear didn't mean anything when it floated out the front door when I let the water out. You know, every bit of preparedness that I did meant nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, but
the
you survived.
Batteries didn't work.
You survived.
But I was 3 inches away from either being the white Lincoln that who's that idiot driving that I-75 or at the bottom of a helicopter getting hoisted up. That was my two choices.
Oh, you must have been afraid upstairs. You don't know how high it's really going to be. I mean, that's so scary.
I do not know. I had no cell phone. I had no electricity. I do not know how I got the communication that said that the water level, the surge had peaked. And I do not know how I got that information. And I went and scratched
the
wall.
You got the information from a higher power.
And I scratched the wall, and me and the cat sat there and looked at it for like an hour until the water started to really go down. And then when the water was lower outside than it was inside, we opened up the front door, and then everything washed out into the street because the screen door was open.
All right, Johnny, we got to, I want to thank you, Stefan. We have a lot of prayers for you.
You're welcome.
And we need to go on to the next person, sweetie, if that's okay.
Yes,
we
do. All right. Okay, the next caller is area
well,
code.
Johnny, can I talk to Barbara for a moment? That was pretty heavy.
Right.
It was.
Right.
Barbara.
Yes. Oh, well, yeah. It brings me back,
heavy.
Too.
Yep.
Go ahead. I went through a flood, and my daughter was only 6 months old. I was on vacation, and my cat sitter said a wall of water, sheets of water was coming down on him, my Beverly Hills apartment. They were doing the roof, and they didn't bother to tarp it up. They didn't look that it was going to be one of those storms, probably in February. Torrential downpour. We had to be relocated, but it was so nice because they relocated us to West Hollywood, this French-style chateau, and with my little daughter in the crib, and they were so sweet. That is how I got back in shape, going with my three-wheeler up and down those hills every single day.
All right, but that's
in West
not
Hollywood.
The same as, that's not the same.
It's
as
not
the I've
same
had flood, too.
But, you know, everybody wanted to say, I got a lawyer, and I got, like, over $20,000. I got a Katrina lawyer that had worked on Katrina. And my accountant, I was doing taxes, and I just said, oh, my gosh, I'm dealing with this flood in my apartment. He's like, what? I was a Katrina lawyer. And I'm like, whoa. And then, boom, he got that money for me. Because they moved us out and put me stuff in a big wooden bin that we couldn't even get to. I mean, I made the best out of it, but that's a lot when your kid is, like, 6 months old and it's just a little baby. So you want your apartment, you know? anyway.
Well,
I got the money.
Okay. We got someone else on the line, I think, honey.
Right. Okay. So. Area code 919. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello, is that me?
Yes.
Hello.
How are you?
We're doing just fine. Hanging in there.
That's good. Glad to be here today.
Have you listened to the show at all?
Yes, I have. I've spoken to you before.
I know, but I was wondering if you listened to the show just a few
minutes
ago.
I've been on the show the whole time. Listen, yes, ma'am. I've been listening
okay.
to every bit of that.
All right. How can I help you?
I'm just asking about my relationship. That's all I'm concerned about. Everything else is going pretty good. I'm on my way to take a trip to New York in a couple of weeks, and I'm a little anxious about flying, but other than that, I'm good, I think.
Well, where are you taking it from? Where is it going from?
From North Carolina, from Raleigh, North Carolina to
New York?
LaGuardia Airport. Yes,
ma'am. You have nothing to worry about
thank
on
you.
The flight.
That's good.
Nothing. It's all good.
That's good. Thank you.
It's all good. It's in fact, it's on time and everything's fine. And, you know, you have no problems whatsoever.
Okay.
It's costly, but it's good.
Yes, ma'am, it is costly. Am I allowed to ask about my relationship? Or?
Yeah, what do you want to know?
How that's going to go.
Okay. What's his name?
His name is Ricky.
I'm sorry?
His name is Richard. I call him Ricky.
Richard.
Though.
Okay, Ricky. Okay. Is he older than you or are you older than him?
He's older than me.
Okay. And he's very nice.
Yeah, he is.
He cares for you a lot. And there's no
We've
real
been friends
issue with
for
it
years,
whatsoever.
But... Yeah, we've been friends for years, but we've been friends for years. But I realized that I fell in love with my best friend.
Yeah, you did.
I've been afraid to say.
And
anything.
you're gonna have a great time. So not to worry. Don't put anything bad into it. It's all good.
Okay.
And then you call
just,
us when you
I'm
get back.
I'm learning to be anxious for nothing.
Right. Well, for how long are you going?
I don't know. We spent time together a few months back, and then we haven't had any contact since then, just a couple of phone calls and texts because it's been like that with silence ever since that week we spent together.
Well, does he know you're coming now?
No, I'm not going to see him. I'm going to an event.
You're going what?
Oh.
I'm going to a speaking event in New York.
Oh, I see. I see. When are you going to see him?
Oh, no. We haven't made any plans for that right now.
I think you should.
We've been kind of like in a no man's zone.
No, but I think you'll do fine on the speaking event. It'll be great.
Okay.
So just hang in there. It'll be a good time.
Okay. That's all
but
I
don't
have.
Be surprised. Yeah, you might meet another man. So
oh,
just
no.
hang in there.
Okay.
All right.
I will.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Ready to move on to the next one, or did you want to talk? Or
Barbara, did you want to talk?
Well, yes. I wanted to change the subject a little bit from the hurricane,
yes.
which was horrible. Okay.
Yes.
In the NFL. Okay. Might
what?
Get interested. The Seattle Seahawks, okay, this is our first year without Russell Wilson, and we have a new quarterback. Well, Russell Wilson is in the news for ruining the last play. He's on the Broncos now, and he's been doing
mm-hmm.
horrible. He went from being, like, a major hero to being, like, his own teammates were taking their helmets off and smashing them on the ground after he would make a mistake, mad at him. And I just feel like, wow, what a twist. But my stepbrother was telling me a long time ago, he's only about money. He's a poser. He's not real. And that's what they're saying now. He's not a genuine person, especially since he married Sierra. So I wanted to talk about that.
I don't have any knowledge of that whatsoever because I don't follow football, unfortunately. I follow baseball. And I'm into Aaron beating, you know, the record for, what's his name? My mind is not good today. What's the guy's name? Roger Maris. So I'm into baseball. And since we're coming into the World Series this week, they're starting up. I'm excited. But I can't tell you anything
about
football because I don't know.
It's fine. It's not about football. It could be about baseball, basketball, football, about anything. He was a hero, and now he is, hated, frowned down upon. People are disgusted.
This whole world is mad at him. This whole world is gone berserk. I don't know. It's gone crazy.
It's his turn to, you know, maybe get his karma back or just maybe he's just lost his touch. I don't know, but I'm glad he's not on the Seahawks anymore, even though we used to love him. But it's just really a thing right now, you guys. You can look at that news later. But I'm excited for baseball, too. It's actually my favorite sport to go and watch live.
Yeah, me too. I love baseball.
I love it.
I'm a Yankee fan.
Wow.
What?
Of course.
I'm sorry,
New York.
John?
Oh, I have a question before we go on to the next call.
Yeah.
You haven't had a chance to ask Barbara about the paintings yet.
No, Richard was going to do that.
Start of the show. I did it at the start of the show. Right, Barbara?
No, we didn't hear you. Richard, we didn't hear, so go ahead.
Go ahead with what? I mean.
Wait, can you close the door? I'm hearing your echo from your door.
Or something.
Barbara.
She just wants you to repeat what you said. Hey, you know, did you get the paintings? And, you know, I said yes. Oh, Richard, he sent me these original paintings that he painted of lighthouses, everybody. And they're gorgeous. And they came in frames, plus a couple of really cool pencil sketches. So they're real art. I appreciate them. They mean a lot to me. And I will keep them forever, and they're valuable. Thank you so much, Richard Conrad.
Thank you. You're welcome, Barbara. My pleasure.
So, well, there you go, John. You got the answer.
All right.
You got the answer.
You got
Are you ready for the next caller now?
Yeah, sure.
Area code 385. You are on the air with Psychic Delshire.
Hi, it's Brittany. How are you?
Hi, Brittany. Where are you calling from, sweetie?
I'm calling from Lehi, Utah.
Yes. How can I help you?
So I was wondering, actually, so I keep getting, like, these, like, a lot of messages or emails or just, like, all, like, weird things that's, like, saying that I'm going to get a settlement for, like, my purpose in my life.
It's spam. It's spam. Don't open them.
Okay.
They're not real. They're not real.
So
I get them too, and the worst thing you can do is open it. You have to block them on your phone.
No, I blocked a lot of them. So I was wondering too if you know anything about mind control and if I have been used in a government beta.
Why would you think that?
Because I had a brain injury when I was 18, and and then I got addicted to pain pills, and then I got addicted to drugs, and so I started hearing all these voices, you know, and
okay,
then
wait,
I started
stop. What about drugs now? Are you on them?
Well, I take Adderall.
You are not mind control. The government doesn't want you. There's no reason the government would want you. You're not worth anything to them. Nobody is doing anything to you. I would go to a therapist and try to get rid of all these things that's going on in your head because they're not real.
Okay. So
Pardon me?
Okay, so do you know what mind control is?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm. So of course I have.
And people have been
I'm a psychic. I've been through this. I have worked for the government. I know. You know?
Okay.
So I know what it means. And there's no reason that the government would want you, so there's nothing you can do. It's all garbage. It's not real. Okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Johnny, next one.
All right. The next caller is area code 856. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Well, we've hit the gamut today, huh, Barbara?
we've gone from
A to Z. Okay,
wow.
Who's this, please?
Rosemaria.
Pardon me?
Rosemaria.
Maria.
Right.
Rosemaria.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't understand you. Can you please call back? I'm having a problem.
Maybe this will fix it. Let me try this.
No, Johnny, I don't want it fixed.
No, it's already.
No, Johnny.
Go with the flow.
Is this
Johnny,
better?
Johnny, cut the call.
Okay, call back.
He doesn't get it. Oh, okay, I'm not going to deal with people in the background and people that are not mentally all there. Okay, so Barbara, you and I can talk. Barbara, you and I can talk for a few moments.
Yes. Well, I learned a lot, though, from moving into that apartment, even though it was 45 days with no clutter. I learned how to manage cleaning and working at the same time because cleaning was so easy, keeping up with all the laundry and the dishes and everything and cleaning the floor. That's so easy when there's no clutter. So obviously the clutter just like is a ball and chain. So I'm moving it out. I've already done dumpsters.
Remember what we talked
clutter.
About? You, Barbara, we talked about you maybe hiring somebody for the clutter to organize yourself.
Well, I've only been back in the clutter for a few days, so it's
okay.
Going well because before I moved out, remember I got all of the categories in big, huge plastic zipper bags? So it really isn't that bad, but you're right. I have. I've asked my dad's girlfriend, like, to come and help me. Mm-hmm.
Is she going to help you?
She's really good. Oh, yeah, but she's always wanted to help me, but I've pushed everybody away. I didn't want any help because every time anybody helped me, it was like screwed up. So I'm getting the furniture how I want it now and fine, help me with my clothes, but don't move my furniture around anymore. My kitchen appliances, please people. God.
I know that. I know that. You don't like people touching your stuff. The whole point is you tell people where to put things.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, when you go to the laundry room and you come back and the whole thing is already shoved in the closet the wrong way and the door is broken off, it's too late. And then you get frustrated and then you leave it like that because you don't have time to fix it. And then you're just piling it again, pile, excuses after excuses. So I'm not going to stop until it's done.
Okay. Okay, mm-hmm. Johnny, do we have someone else or what?
No, we don't, but that doesn't mean we won't in a few minutes. Let me give out the number, 516-531-9874. I mean, pretty much the show's been pretty busy so far. So,
yeah, it has been, but go ahead and give it out one more time, please.
516-531-9874.
516-531-9874. If you want to call, you can call. If not, I've had a very weird week, just like you, Barbara, then I'm going to be waiting to find out the results of the test, which is, you know, bothering me a little, but I feel like I'm okay. And
deep down,
I did do something strange, which I've never done before. I made a brisket. You know, it takes 7 hours to make a brisket.
Yeah. That's my favorite. I always get that at the deli with au jus. Oh, my God. And dip it in there. French
dip. Well,
I
made one, and I'm gonna have it tonight. And I'm excited. I'm excited about that. But
wow, so that's fun to always cook and release. You know, that's your passion, and you're doing it. So you get a lot in life. You are swimming, you're hot tubbing, you're going out to lunch with your friends.
No hot tub.
Not anymore.
No, we don't have one.
But when you go to the pool, isn't there a hot tub?
No,
there?
They don't have. They have no hot tub. No. They have 5 pools, but no hot tub.
They're heated.
Oh yeah.
The pool
we have
is
a
heated.
Pool and a hot tub. It's heated. It's 8 feet too, so you can dive.
That's good. That's really
good.
But
I've been doing yoga. Okay, so you would be proud of me because the patio did not get full of bins. I laid down everything. The mat is gorgeous with pineapple design, and I have a new chaise lounge. And, I've been doing yoga out here. So I have all my beautiful plants, and I did the lighting. So, and my bar is done.
That part's all good.
Yeah.
That part is good. I gotta do Richard's car. I'm down. I've trashed it, and I'm trying to get him so I can. Literally.
They're wrappers.
So that,
you have like garbage and wrappers in there.
Lots of wrappers. Anyway, I gotta have it cleaned inside and out. I'm doing that. But
I like that.
I'm waiting to see. I'm making a joke of this joke. But I'm waiting to see if Putnam decides to A-bomb us. Who knows, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if he does that, there's no point in washing the car.
See, you don't normally go that low because you don't like to talk about things that are so horrible. So but I'm glad you can, you know, you can't absorb everything in the world, Dale.
Well, I absorb enough to make me upset. So what can I say?
Okay,
say,
we have a caller.
You're not crazy.
Oh, we have a call. Go ahead. Wait, we got to go. Okay, go ahead.
Area code 707. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Scheer.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Northern California.
Yeah, I know where that is. Okay, 707, that's at Demba near San Jose?
Mendocino County, north.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful area. How's the weather down there?
It's been lovely.
Yeah, it's been lovely up in Tahoe as well, a little cold, but lovely, and it's been lovely in the Minden Gardnerville, gorgeous.
Yeah. I'm calling because I'd like to know what you see for me from about this time now through next year.
Well, sweetheart, unfortunately, I only do that in private consultation.
Oh, I see.
I allow on the phone one specific question. But if you want a private consultation, that's a whole other story. That you would have to call me or go to my website and check me out. Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shears, Shears.com.
Got it.
Or 808-372-1816, okay?
Okay, I'll do
but
that.
But if you have a specific question, I'll be glad to help you.
Okay, one more. My cat, she's had a cough. And a sneeze, but it's getting much better. I thought it had to do with allergies with certain foods. Since I stopped them, she's better. Can you tell me?
It's allergy. You're right. It's allergies. And it's the stuff that's put in the foods. I had that with one dog because I'm a dog person. And The minute I stopped giving him the food, the allergy went away. I'd wait a few weeks, and if it keeps, you know, where she's fine, fine. If not, I'd take her to the vet and see what she can do. I'm having with my throat, I'm having allergies. With me talking, it's just dry, you know?
Yeah. Water.
I don't know where you live. Is it dry down there?
I wouldn't say it's dry. There was a heavy rain for a few days, and so it's still comfortable. It's like average around the 70s, which is really nice.
No, but in general, is it dry or is it moist?
It's about the borderline. So if it doesn't rain soon, it'll become dry.
Yeah, see, up like in Tahoe, it's dry, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well,
very dry.
I'd say it's drier than it is wet.
Yeah, but, you know, you're a happy person. You have it going for you. It's all good. I wouldn't worry too much. You have a lot going. And if you want a private consultation, give me a call, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, ma'am.
Let Barbara talk for a moment. I'm trying to gather my senses here.
You know that song that Frank Sinatra sang? And that
Which
lyric?
One?
I hate
the
California.
What?
She hates California. It's cold and it's damp. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's cold and it's damp. It's damp. It's wet. There's tons of wet stuff going around. You see snails. You know, you get a lot of mold if there's a leak under, you know, rotting of wood, stuff like that. So that's what I'm at Huntington Beach. You know, that's moist. It's been 80 even in the afternoon, 80s, so it's perfect. It really is.
It's been 80 here as well.
Perfect, right?
No, it's dry. Dry. Can't you hear my voice? It's dry.
Yeah. Eastern Washington was dry. When I would go there as a kid from Seattle, I would get a bloody nose because it was so dry every night. I mean, every time I went, not every night, but yeah, that happens when you're a kid. Sometimes you go into a dry climate and you get a bloody nose.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, Barbara, let's do the shout out and let's give my phone number.
Okay.
And
everybody.
And
wow. Thank you for listening. And I love the readings. That was, you know, a lot of unique, different questions and you know, it was good to hear from the gentleman who has gone through this Hurricane Ian. And, you know, he had a lot to say, and my mind was just, like, living it with him. And, I mean, how horrible to go through. So we're glad that he is pulling through. And it's amazing how strong people really are when they're faced with disaster. So we continue to pray for all of them. And if you would like to have a private reading with Psychic Dale Scheer, call her directly at 808-372-1816. She's there for you. And you can also visit her website, Dale Scheer's, with an S at the end, .com. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to follow us on Blog Talk Radio, Life, Laughter, Happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Aloha.
Bye, everyone. Meet Richard. Okay.